Playoff basketball in full swing this weekend. Regional wrestling and state qualifying meets in swimming are this week, too. The postseason has arrived. Playoff basketball is practically everywhere this weekend in Clark County. Plus, there are huge wrestling and swimming meets. And gymnasts are getting ready to attempt to qualify for state, too. In the traditional team sports, girls and boys basketball, there are 23 teams, from Class 4A to 1A, from Clark County still in the playoffs, hoping to make it to their state tournaments. In Class 4A, the Camas basketball teams can clinch spots to the state tournament this weekend. The Camas girls, the 4A, Greater St. Helens League champions, host Emerald Ridge at 7 p.m. Friday in an opening round of the bi-district tournament. In all, there are 16 teams in the tournament, but it is not a traditional bracket. The winner of this matchup goes directly to the semifinals of the bi-district and qualifies for state. The loser will fall into the other portion of the bracket and still have a shot at making it to state. The Camas boys, the 4A GSHL champions, are in the same situation. They host Olympia on Saturday. Winner goes directly to semifinals of the bi-district and qualifies for state. The loser will fall into the other portion of the bracket and still have a shot at making it to state. Back to the girls' tournament, Union is hosting Olympia on Friday night in one loser-out game, while Skyview travels to Puyallup in another loser-out game. The winners of those games will face another elimination game next week. In the boys' 4A tournament, Skyview is hosting Bellarmine on Saturday in a loser-out game, and Battleground is traveling to Curtis. In Class 3A girls, 3A GSHL champion Evergreen hosts Timberline on Friday for a chance to qualify for state. The winner goes to the bi-district semis and clinches a state spot. The loser would fall into the consolation bracket and still have a shot at state. Mountain View hosts Capital on Friday in a loser-out game. In 3A boys bi-district, Evergreen will host Yelm in a loser-out game Saturday. The winner will play in another loser-out game next week. Also, Prairie is at Auburn Mountain View in a loser-out game Saturday. In Class 2A, all teams remaining are in a double elimination format for the District 4 tournament. Must win two games to go to state. In the girls' tournament, league champion Columbia River will host Washougal, which won the pigtail game to make it to the Final 8, at 6 p.m. Friday. Richfield hosts Tumwater at 6 p.m. Friday. And Hudson's Bay is at Black Hills on Friday. In the boys' tournament, Columbia River hosts Black Hills at 6 p.m. Saturday. Richfield is at Tumwater at 6 p.m. Saturday. And Hawkinson, which won a pigtail to advance to the Final 8, is at Mark Morris at 6 p.m. Saturday. The Class 1A District 4 tournaments have already started. In girls, Seton Catholic dispatched Hoquiam to advance to the semifinals. Seton will host Eatonville at 6 p.m. Saturday for a berth to state. The loser will still have an opportunity in the consolation bracket. Kings Way Christian and Law Center both lost in the opening round. They play each other Saturday at Kings Way Christian in a loser-out game in the consolation bracket. The boys' bracket is similar. Seton Catholic beat Hoquiam in the opening round to reach the semifinals. Seton will host Montesano at 6 p.m. Friday with a spot to state on the line. The loser will still have a shot in the consolation bracket. Meanwhile, Kings Way Christian and Law Center both lost in the opening round and will play each other in a loser-out matchup. That game is 6 p.m. Friday at Kings Way Christian. In wrestling, regionals are being held throughout the state. Class 2A Boys Wrestling Regional is in Washougal. This week's tournament is the qualifier for MAC Classic, the state championships, which will be next week in Tacoma.